We're up to the Afchav Chesan Beis. We're up to the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer B'chol Yoyim. Okay, we're going to start from the Mishnah. We started yesterday a little bit, but we're going to review again today. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer B'chol Yoyim. The Yoyim Mispal Adam Shemoyne Esrei. Every single day, person should Mispal 18 brachas. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer B'shua says Me'in Yidches. A person does not need to daven every day 18 full brachas. He can daven 18 partial brachas. The more we'll explain in detail just the psicha and the chasima. And in the middle, Yimakatsa. Rabbi Akiva, I marry Im Shagura Tfilasa Bethir. Rabbi Akiva says, make a pshara. If a person who knows the Tfilah by heart, Mispalo Yidches, Yimla Me'en Yidches, because the after the Stintam Chazal, they did not have Siddurim. Everything was Balpeh. All depends if you are Baki in. We're getting in the microphone, don't worry. Which Gemara will discuss in great detail. The person makes this tefillah keva. The Gemara will give a whole number of interpretations of what this means. His tefillah is not tachanunim. It's not considered to be have chayin. Tachanunim comes from the word chayin before Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's not accepted. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, person travels in place of danger. Mispalo tefillah kitzora. He should be mispalel a short tefillah. What is the short tefillah? So here the Gemara tells us the nusuch of the Omer. Hoysha Hashem esamcha. May Hashem save your nation. May you Hashem save your nation. And she'eris Yisrael. Bechol parashas ha'ibur. At all times where there is a separation of the ibur. The Gemara will explain two perushim. Either it means, just like a woman who is pregnant, so the ubar separates itself from the woman. There's an extension of the woman. Parashas means an extension to Pirish. Ha'ibur means an ubar. And that refers to the Klal Yisrael, whenever they distance themselves from Hashem by sinning, chait, they separate themselves. May their needs still be before you. You should always have rachum upon Klal Yisrael, even when they do aveiros. Okay, the more we'll explain in much more detail exactly what this means. Baruch to Hashem, shomei tefillah. So that is a tefillah kitzor person should daven when he is traveling, when he is in a place of sakana, and does not have the yishuv hadas to be mispalel a regular full tefillah. Next, a person was riding on a donkey. Yerid the yispalel, a person should descend from the donkey, the yispalel, and should daven. You should not daven when you're sitting down. If you're not able to yerid, yachzer es ponim, you should turn your face. And in the yachol achzer es ponim, yichad mislid, b'kenegi beis kodesh hakadoshim, yishu mechad b'kenegi beis kodesh hakadoshim. Where's this mogeya? Bezman hazeh? On a plane. It's a big machlekes. About a year ago, there was a big tumult in the media. What should you do if you are on an airplane and you want to dive in, and you want to dive in? So, no, well, let's say you can't yet. Say, you know, what do you do? So it's a big machlokes apayiskim. In every situation, you cannot generalize. It all depends. Every situation is different, and every person is different. But it's like, it's kielu yiroichiv ala chamar. Yala chamar, and you can't descend if you're in a situation where the whole plane is from. There's just not enough room to daven everyone together. My brother was recently told he went to Eretz Yisrael, he went United, not El Al, and the pilot himself of a 747, he announced, going to Eretz Yisrael, you know, they want the customers, they'll now be davening in the back.
Davening? I can't.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, that's a chiddush. Chiddush awesome. Yeah. Years ago.
You should be sitting.
Right. That's what I don't go to the but that's what I do. 100%. There's no time. There's no time. But you tell this to people, not everyone wants to hear this. Everyone wants to hear this psa. They want to do what they want to do. Okay, nachnali. But I that's what I do. I told someone this who recently asked me. You know, but the person is not so. He's new to Yah. He's new, a little bit more new to the Torah. So I told him, he didn't want to hear this. He refused to listen to me. He says, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I'll see what happens on the plane. And he came back and he told me he dabbled with a million in the back of the plane. All right, fine, good. Next, so you should get down from the donkey, you should smile, and then you should lay with the axe, if you can't get down the donkey, then you should turn your face. Turn towards the Beis HaMikdash, what we call today Mizrach. where we live, it's Mizrach. The time of the Gemara, not Luchach, that it was Mizrach, wherever they were towards Mizrach. They may Yochel Lachs upon us. If you can't turn your face, then Yechavin is Libo, you can make it base, Kotche Hakadoshim, you should Mechavin, can make it the Kotche Hakadoshim, you should Mechavin. Hoya Mahalach Besina, Oy Ba'asta. What's Ba'asta? So Rashi has two Pirushim. Either it means in a prison, and prisons in ancient times were not fun and games. You only can in a prison you were chained in one direction. You didn't have an option of turning your face in the prison. You were chained down to the wall, or you are another second parish in Rashi is asked, that means a raft. You're traveling on a raft and you can't turn your face because it's dangerous. Then you having a sleep. What? A very small raft. If you turn your face 1 second, you'll drown. You'll fall off the raft. You'll drown. You having a sleep.
Boys in Japan had a stick. A whole day with a head
down,
running around a
room. Unbelievable.
Torture. You're not
allowed to
pick your head up unless you give permission.
Torture. You're chavin esliba kineged base kotcher hakadosh. You should mechavin your heart kineged base kotcher. You should mechavin your heart. So here, when you can't even turn, at least you should mechavin esliba kineged base kotcher hakadosh. Now the Gemara goes, how do you chaz kineged me? Why are there 18 brachas? Amrav Hillel Beredu Mishmul Banachmani on kineged yitches askor shamadam behavul Hashem in Eilim. In the Mizmor Havul Hashem Eilim, which is the Mizmor of Matan Torah, there are 18 mentions of Hashem's name. And that's why we say that, that's why we dive in, that's why we have 18 askaras. Rabbi Yosef, Omar Kenegim Yitzchas askaras of Kriyashma. Kabbalas Omar Chushma, and it says Hashem's name 18 times in Kriyashma. Omar Bitanachum Bamber of Yeshua Levi Kenegim, a third shot. Kenegim Shmoin the Eshe Chulio Shebe Shedra, there are 18 vertebrae in the Shedra. I saw a beautiful word from Rav Mordechai Kornfeld. He is the one that he was ready for, like 15 years ago, 14 years ago, two cycles already, of the Iyun Hadaf. He has a whole thing online. Email the Chidushim. So he says in Sefer HaYikarim, it says that there are three Yikarim. In the Rambam has 13 Yikarim. He has three. A person has to be Makar that Hashem created the world. Hashem gave us the Torah, Matan Torah, and the person has to be Makar Hashkocha Pratis. Kadosh Baruch Hu controls every single. So these three Mahalchim, the 18 brachos, correspond to those three of the Sefer HaYikarim. Havul Hashem b'nei Elim is Torah. It represents Kol Hashem by Matan Torah. So that's the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned for Kabbalah, for Torah. Everything depends on Torah. And the Kriya Shva Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemaim represents Hashem created the world. Hashem Yibakabal Ol Malchus Shemaim, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then the 18 vertebrae corresponds to Hashkocha Pratis. Everything that a person does, every part of his guf, everything that happens to his body in his life is all Hashkocha Pratis. All 18 vertebrae must bend. Ula Amar, Ad Kadesh Yira Isar Keneged Levi, you have to bend down even further, all the way until you bend so much that on your stomach the skin folds over, and it folds over until there are two folds. So you have to try it. Try it later, you go, you've bent it all the way down, there are two folds on your stomach, and in between the two folds there is an area that's the width of a coin called an Issa. Rabbi Chanina Amar Kevan, he disagrees. You don't have to bend so much. Kevan Shana, once you bend your head, Shuv Einitzar Chamrava, that's not enough. That's only if you show that you really want to bend more. It's just that you don't have the koyach, you don't have the physical strength to go down more. Umach saying, you show yourself commander kar. So you have three mahalchim, how far you have to bend, either until all of the vertebrae you can notice. You look at a person, you can see they're all bent, or bend so much until you have an iser on your stomach, or you just have to be mitzar yourself. That the Gemara goes, Hanei Tamei Tzrei, the Gemara Sakasha, Hanei Tamei Tzrei, Tishterei Havim. Are there really only 18 brachas, but there are 19 brachas? I'm a Rabbi Birchas Hatzidoikim, B'Yavne Tiknu. You're right, it's a later addition. It was added in Yavne. The first 18 brachos were established earlier on, and later in Yavma they added the 19th bracha keneged meat. So now the Gemara's kasha, but we only have 18 brachos keneged the 18 vertebrae, the 18 words havu la Hashem and elim, the 18 askaris in Kriya Shema. So keneged meat tikkunuha. Here, do they have a right to add number 18, number 19? Amar b'levi, Amar b'levi, l'rabi hilal b'rei Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani keneged kel l'chakavod herein. Even though it's not Hashem, it's not Yudkei Vavkei, it's only Kel. Kel is not the same Madrega as Yudkei Vavkei, but Mimela, that's also a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that also counts as number 19, 19th reference in the Mizmar of Kel HaKadorim. Rav Yosef, that says that we cannot follow Kriya Shema. So where is the 19th mention of Kriya Shema? Keneged Echod, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Echod is also Ki'ilu, as Shem Hashem. You go ask a person to baki in this, they'll tell you that it's not really 18 vertebrae, there's another one, a 19th, which is a minor vertebrae, which can be the 19th vertebrae. So we have a mahalach. Now, by the way, this according to the Bavli, it's important to know that the Yerushalmi is chelik on this Gemara. It's a Tosefta's Yerushalmi, and it's mashma from there that there are only 18 brachos with v'lam al shinim. And v'lam al shinim was always included in the Shemoneh Esrei, but then it should be 19. The answer is bracha number, the two brachos were combined. Vili Yerushalayim and Esemach David were combined. They were considered, they even have from the Cairo Geniza, which is about 700 years ago, they found the schos where there was one bracha, and the chasima is Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei David Ubone Yerushalayim. It's a fascinating thing, because David complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I also want a bracha. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei David. So to a certain degree in Yerushalayim, he got a bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokei David, Ubonei Yerushalayim. It was one bracha. Yerushalayim and David was one bracha, and that's how we have only 18 brachas. And it appears, I saw someone in the back of the Masifta in the Elibin Hilchasa, when did they change, even those in Yerushalayim, when they went to Golos, and to give cover to the Reish Gelusa, who was a descendant of David, they broke up the bracha special for him, Esemach David. And then Mimela came 19, even according to the Eretz Yisrael. But it's a very important Yisrael which comes up often, that it's Machlek, it's the Baal and Yerushalmi, are there 18 brachos, or were they originally only 18, 19, or was it really like 17 and 18? Okay, Tanabadon, Shimon Hapo Koili. Hapo Koili means he was a merchant of cotton, Semer Geffen. Semer Geffen is cotton. Shimon Hapo Koili, Histir Yudches Brachos, Lefnei Gamliel Al HaSeder B'Yavne. He was the one who arranged the 18 brachos before Rabban Gamliel in Yavne. Omar Lohem Rabban Gamliel, Lachachamim. This is different, because stoikim, when you want to go in and say a bracha connected to stoikim, you might have negias. You want to go make a bracha that Hashem should put an end to our, that stoikim were Jews. They were renegade Jews. So you need a person that has no negias. So is there someone that has such a pure tzaddik we can be certain he has no pure negias? Can we sack in the bracha connected to stoikim? So Amad Shmuel HaKotan V'tikna, Shmuel HaKotan established the bracha v'lam al shinim. L'shon acheres, the next year, Shechacha, they forgot it. Because in those days there was no siddur, everything was balpes, so they forgot the bracha. So now, when they wanted to say the bracha, the Hishkif Bo Shtayim V'Shalosh Shos, Shmuel HaKotan, he spent, Rashi's Hishkif means Choshav Liskar. He spent 2-3 hours trying to remember the bracha of Olam Al Shinim, V'loi He'eluhu, and he could not remember the bracha. Amai Loi He'eluhu, why could he not remember the bracha? I'm sorry. V'loi He'eluhu, and they did not remove him. Because what was the concern? The concern is that if a person does not know the bracha of Olam Al Shinim, he's choshud, he doesn't want to say the bracha. Why does he not want to say the bracha? Because he is from the Tzedokim. And he doesn't want to curse himself. So the Mela, they did not, a person that would make a mistake in that bracha would be suspect as being a tzoki, and they would remove him from the service as being the shliach tzibur. But Shmuel HaKotan was not removed, even though he could not remember the bracha. They did not suspect that he was a tzoki. Amai loy he'aluhu, why was an exception made for Shmuel HaKotan? V'yam Rav Yehuda Merav, toha b'chol ha'bracha, is kulon ein ma'alna, so you make a mistake in the bracha, you don't remove him. But b'birchas ha'tzedoikin, Malin, so he is removed because Chayshin and Shema Minhu, he is not Bikaris. The Gemara says, no, Shmuel was an exception. Shani Shmuel Katan, the Iu Tikna. If he himself was the one that established the bracha, there's no chshad that he himself would be at stake. V'necho shtil mohadabe. Maybe he became, he went off the derech, chas v'shalom. Maybe he had chayrata, he became at stoki. Amen Abaya, Gemiri, we have a tradition, Tova, a good person, loy hove bisha, does not become evil, does not sour. A good person will not go off the derech. V'loy, v'yoksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'shuv tzad, where a tzaddik goes off the derech, he separates himself from his righteous ways and he does wrongdoing. So the Gemara says, no, that pasuk that says that tzaddik goes off the derech is dealing with a person that started off as a rasha and then became a tzaddik. So there is still some little bit of a nitza, it's a vicious in him. So there's always a chashad, it may be reignited. Ahu, that pasuk is discussing rasha meikoroi, aval tzaddik meikoroi loy. The Gemara says, really? Aval tzaddik meikoroi loy, but a tzaddik meikoroi, it's not going to happen. The loy, the Yoksim said, but the Lord of Mishnah, al tamen ba'atzmecha ad yoy moyscha, shay yoychadon kohen gadol shimesh bekohuna gedol shimoinim shana, ul besoif naset sudoki. So even though for 80 years he was good, we see that he went there at the very end. So the more answers, my rabbi answers, Hu Yanai, Hu Yochanan. No, you make no mistake. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was not, he was really Yanai HaMelech. And Yanai HaMelech started out as a Rasha. He killed the Chachmei Yisrael. So since indeed he did start out as being a Rasha, that's why even though he did Shuva for 80 years and served as the Kohen Gadol, eventually he went back to where he came from. But really, a Tzadik Meikoroi would never go off the derech. Rav Amar, no, it's not. I disagree. Yanai was not the same person as Rabbi Yochanan. Yanai luchud v'Yochanan luchud. Yanai rosha meikaroi v'Yochanan tzaddik meikaroi. So now the question has been reinstated. Yochanan was a tzaddik meikaroi, and yet after 80 years he became a tzoki. So back with the kash licho l'Abaya. So point of eye that says that Yanai and Yochanan was one and the same. So we understand why he taka went back and became a Rasha, because that's where he came from. But according to El Rava, but according to Rav Kosh, because according to Rav, they're the Hailuchot, Hailuchot. So how could it be? So how could it be that we have a tradition that a tzaddik does not go off the derech? And a tzaddik does not go off the derech. That's the answer of why we allowed Shmuel. We did not remove Shmuel, because Shmuel was a tzaddik made, Shmuel HaKadosh was a tzaddik made Koroi. Although we see even a tzaddik made Koroi can go off the derech like Yochanan, Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, you're right. The truth is, even a tzaddik meikoroi can chas v'shalom go off the derech al tamin ba'atzmach adei moischa. If that's the ikur, then the question is, what about Shmuel HaKotan? Why is it that Shmuel HaKotan was allowed to remain as a shliach tzibur, even though he made a mistake, even though he was a tzaddik meikoroi? Who knows, maybe now he decided to become a tzoki. Yachi Yitzhar Ma'eloi asks, why did they not remove Shmuel HaKotan? The Gemara answers, Shaini Shmuel HaKotan, the Aschil Ba, because he started the bracha correctly. The rule that we remove a person if he goes, he makes a mistake in the bracha, is only where he makes a mistake in the beginning of the bracha. But if the beginning of the bracha is A-okay, and then in the middle he deviates, that's not so bad. This is the Lord that we remove the Shliach Tzibur when he makes a mistake. He doesn't even start the bracha off correctly. But if he starts the bracha correctly, Garma he's allowed to include. Now that's a very scary statement, because if you know, I'm sure you have, most shuls look around, you'll find a city called a city of Vilna. something called Siddur Vilna. It's put out by Naturi Karata, if you know that. But yet it's a very popular Siddur, despite the fact that it's put up by Naturi Karata, not getting into any politics. But in that Siddur, on the bottom, it has the real Nusach of V'lam Al Shinim. Really, it's V'lam Shumodin. It's Kedai, if you go to a shul, I don't know if they have over here, but if you go to another shul, you look at that Siddur, and you'll see the Ikar Nusach, the real Nusach, because it's been tampered with over the years by the Goyim, by the censors, and so on and so forth. It's been changed quite a bit. In fact, there's a subject of a lot of discussion, not by, I know it's not safe when we discuss, but it's not from unsere Mensch who discusses this thing, but you look in that Siddur, you'll see the real Nusach, and it's the first word already is different. So the Gemara here says that if you make a mistake in the very beginning, it's already a problem. So one thing, you make a mistake in the middle, so they start tampering with the middle, the Nusach in the middle. But when you start tampering with the first word of the bracha, that's already a bigger chesaron in the Nusach of the bracha. And unfortunately, Ad HaYom HaZeh, we do not say the original version of the bracha. We say V'lam Al Shinim, and the real Nusach appears to have been V'lam Mishumodim. The Mishumodim Al Tehis Sekva. Okay, you look at it later on. Let's go right. Now the Gemara goes, Hani Shavash the Shabbos, can I give me? On Shabbos, we only have 7 brachas. We only, Ata Kidashta, Yismach Moshe, Ata Echad. We don't have all the brachas. Why on Shabbos are there 7 brachas? The Gemara on the previous staff said that during the week we have 18 brachas or 19 brachas, Kenega the Chulyos, Kenega the Havulash and the Elim, Kenega the Askaris of Kriyashma. But why on Shabbos are there only 7 brachas? Amar Bechalafta, Ben Shol, it says koil 7 times kol Hashem alamayim kol Hashem, that mizmar of the koilois, it says Hashem's kol 7 times period. Hani teisha adrosh Hashana, oh kaliya brashana. So we have malchiyos, zechunis, and sheifers. So there is a total of now we have 3 in the beginning, 3 at the end. So that's 6, and then 3 in the middle, 3 in the middle, malchiyos, zechunis, and sheifers. So why are there 9? Kneged mi amar mitzvah by the mina kartignin, name of a place. Kneged teisha askaro shamba chana b'tfilas. Chana said Hashem's name 7 times. It's very important. Why Chana? Because Chana is the Haftarah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. From Chana comes the Koyach HaTfilah, the Nuznus of the Koyach HaTfilah, and Chana said Hashem's name 7-9 times in the Nuznus HaTfilah, and that's why we have 9 brachas. The Amamar, Beresh Hashanah, Nifkida, Sora, Rachel, Chana, these 3 Noshim were answered. Sora had a child, Rachel, the Tfilahs were answered, and Sora, Rachel, Chana were answered on Rosh Hashanah. Next, Hani Eshem Yarbod Ta'anisa. This is Sunni Mesephatanis. Sephatanis, they are, how many brachas? There are 24. We have 18 plus an additional 6. So this is on the Tainis. There's 6 additional brachas. Some Shnayis and Sephatanis. We don't do the same. Because we do not add 6 brachas on the Tainis. It's not done today. But why are there 6 extra brachas on the Tainis? Can I give me? Shlomo said the word Urina 24 times when he brought the Urina to the Kodesh. There are 24 expressions of song in the Mizmar. And because when he brought the Aron, did not want the doors miraculously shut close. Did not want to allow the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he had to give Shira. Yach, if that's the case, Kol Yom Nami Nimrinu, if that's the case, so let's say twice this, why is the 18 of the previous, so you're better than 24. Let's say 24 brachas every single day, Kneged, bringing the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yach, Kol Yom Nami Nimrinu, the Gemara says, no emas amrinu. When did Shlomo say this mizmor? Shlomo biyomo derachane, on a day of trouble. He was in a lot of trouble because the fact of the doors doors were shut closed, did not want to open, there was a sign in HaShemayim that there was a problem. Hashem was not willing to rest the Shekhinah in the Beis HaMikdash. So it was an ace tzara. And that's when he composed this mizmor. Ananami biyamudrach me'amulam. Therefore, we only say this mizmor, we only say the 24, we follow this method only at a time of tzara when Hashem does not, there's a problem, period. How many brachas do we say? We don't have to. Don't have to say the ganze nusach of our siddur. You get a shorter version to daven. The Shmoneh Esrei does not need to be so long. My, what does it mean? The ancient Esrei Rav Amar in kol bracha ubracha. So Rav says you have to say 18 brachas manish. It's just that each bracha you can shorten. Refa'inu Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Refa'ich Le'mo Yisrael, Hashiva Shafteinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Wave Tzedakah Mishpat. So on and so on. Just start the bracha and end the bracha. You don't have to mamish say the whole bracha. That's according to. That's all part. That's built. It's all built into the rule. It's all built into the leniency of what the bracha starts. Okay. So that's Gilad to be mekatzah. Shmuel says no. The bracha is. Shmuel says no. You have to say it's one bracha. No, there are three brachas in the beginning, three brachas at the end, and in the middle there is one bracha, and the one bracha in the middle is koilel all 13 middle brachas. And here the Gemara gives us the nosuch of havineinu. And indeed, if a person is in a matzah where he can't have a full Shmuel Esrei, he can say this bracha. He can be mikatsa havineinu. Hashem Elokim Ludas Mekadosh Baruch Hu, give us understanding. Lashon of bina and das. That's Kneged Derechecho, your ways, period. That corresponds to Cholin Ados. Umoil es Livaveinu Liyaroscha. That's the Brach of Hashireinu. The Sislach Lanu Liyosku, and forgive us. That's Slach Lanu. Liyosku Ulan. That's the Brach of Re'inu Vionyenu. Verochakenu Mimach Oyvenu. Distance us from our pain. That's the Brach of Rifoenu. Vidashneinu. And fan us in the pleasantness, the pasture of your land. That's Baruch Aleinu. Unifutso seinu me'arba tikavetz. And now those that have been dispersed before, Kodesh Me'yun God, that's tikavet, that is kibbutz kolis. V'atoyim al datcho yishpoitu, that is hashiv shafteinu. V'al horishom tonif yodcho, that is v'lam al shinim. V'yismuchu tzadikim b'nyan yirecho, that's Yerushalayim. V'atikun eichol, I'm sorry, that is that's the bracha of Shema Shema Koleinu Baruch Atah Hashem Shemayat in Bishmeti. So it's one large bracha, and in this one large bracha you have all 13 brachas are condensed, and that's of course in addition to the three that come in the beginning and the three that come at the end. Period. Layit alo abaya man de master have abaya cursed anyone that would say Avinein. Why? Because Rashi lefisha magash lefisha medalek habrachos v'koil on the brachachas. You're missing 12 brachos. By in koilel you're giving makatsa. There's supposed to be 13 brachos, and you're denying yourself of saying 12 of the 13 brachos when you koilel 13 into one. Period. Why? Because you have to say Atachon Antanu, and where are you going to say Atachon Antanu? Atachon was meant to be put into the bracha Atachon Lelas, and now you can't do that because you're saying a new bracha. So what's the big deal? So say Atachonin, and in Atachonin you say Atachon Antanu, and then if you include Baruch Atah Hashem Chonin Hadoas, and then say Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, and then start the bracha of Havineinu. So you'll see. So what's so normally? How many brachas are you going to have? Normally, you're only going to have you're going to have 7 brachas. 3 in the beginning, 3 at the end, and havidim in the beginning, 7. But Tzoy Shabbos, you'll have 8 brachas. 3 in the beginning, 3 at the end, and you'll have 2 in the middle. The first bracha will be a full-fledged bracha, atochonein l'odom das, with atochon antonu inserted, and then you'll have havineinu. So what's so terrible? Mi loy tnan, do we not learn Rekiva? Rekiva says, oimra barucha revias pifnei atzma. Rekiva says that you can say, that you can say a fourth bracha by itself, and this is referring to what is referring to? Kol Hashana Miloit Tnan. I'm keeping my Omer bracha revias pifnei atzma. What are we referring to? I forgot what this means. Give me half a second. Let's figure out what this means. Rabbi Akiva says, Atachon Antanu b'Motzei Shabbos. On a regular Motzei Shabbos. On a regular Motzei Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva says not to do what we do. What do we do on a regular Motzei Shabbos? We say the Baruch Atachonin, and within Atachon we insert Atachon Antanu. He holds no. On a regular Motzei Shabbos, you have a special bracha just for Havdalah. A nusach just Havdalah. And then after Havdalah, then you begin Atachonin Liyadam Das. So just like we Father Rabbi Akiva holds that, he holds when it comes to Havdalah, you have a separate bracha. Even though we do not paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and we hold that it's not a separate bracha, but in the instance when you're saying Havineinu, so then we should go like Rabbi Akiva and make a separate bracha of Havdalah, and then begin to say Havineinu. Milo Rabbi Akiva may remember bracha revius with the atzma. Rabbi Lezer says b'hoidano that you should say the atochan antanu in hoida in the moedim. So the Gemara gives the answer. Do we paskin like Rabbi Akiva? Atu kol hashana kulam yavdin Rabbi Akiva the hash. The reason why we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva the whole year round is because Chazal was sacking only 18 brachos. And if you're going to say a separate bracha for Havdalah, then you're going to have 19 brachos. You're going to break the number. The number is critical. Hachanami, this that Chazal allowed a person to say Havineinu, what's the total number of brachos? 7. 3 in the beginning, 3 at the end, and Havineinu in the middle. If you're going to say now that you should say Mitzvah Shabbos, a special bracha for Havdalah, it's going to be 8. So Hashta Hachanami, Sheva Takun, Tamle 8, Loi Takun, Maskifla, Marzutra, Vinichla, Vinichla. Michlal Havineinu, fine, we won't have a separate bracha, but let's insert the Atochan Antanu within Havineinu. When you say that expression, Hashem should give us Das, that should include, we should add a little insertion. V'nichla Michlal Michlal Havineinu, what should we say? V'nichla Michlal Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, HaKadosh Baruch, give us understanding, Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, and then continue on to conclude Havineinu. The Gemara says Kosher. This is a Kasha. It's not a Tiyufta. It's a Kasha. And the rule is whenever we have a Kasha and a Tiyufta, it means there's an answer. What's the answer? That's not the Nusach. Since Bechlal, the whole Bracha has been condensed, it's very precise. And you have no right to play around and make new Brachas. So it's either you do it the way you're supposed to, or you don't do it at all. You don't have this option of adding in new things into the Bracha. You're not allowed to say Havineinu in the wintertime. Because you have to say the same talamot. Where are you going to add the same talamot in Havineinu? The same talamot. So the Gemara here gives a new answer. The Gemara doesn't give the answer. The Gemara says before the kosh. The Gemara says osi l'trude. You're going to get confused because we have to remember there are no sidurim, no gray areas in the sidur to tell you where to put it in. You're going to get, you have to do it by memory. You're going to get confused. If that's the case, so why, when the Gemara gave the answer before, why didn't the Gemara give the same answer? The Gemara's maskana was koshya. You have a verse, you have the same exact answer, you get confused. The Gemara says, no, the reason why we did not give the answer before of Litude, Amri Hasim came on the Isa Bitchilat Salaisa Loi Mitrid. There's no no answer for getting confused, because there it's the beginning of the bracha, and the beginning you're not going to get confused. Hacha keva b'isa b'emsa seloisin. So here it's b'emsa seloisin mitra. You will get confused. Maskif l'Rav Ashi v'nerav b'shmet feel okay, very good. So you talk in the beginning, you're not going to get confused. The middle, you get confused. What about the end? The same way, you're not going to get confused in the beginning. You're not going to get confused at the end. So let's say the same talmud at the end of a havineinu before you conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Shemet Tefillah. And how do you know that there's such a precedent that you can say the same talmudar in the bracha of Shemet Tefillah? Because that's the way it's done. Even when we said a full Shemon Esrei. Let's say a person makes a mistake. You don't say the same talmudar levracha during the winter time. Forget it. Say the Shemon Esrei again. She'ela. I'm sorry, if you don't say Masha Ruchamar Nagesha, if you don't say the same Talamotor in Borich Aleinu, She'ela, if you forget to say the same Talamotor in Bibirchas Hashanim, Ein Machzirin Oisai, if you conclude the Baruch HaBoruchatu Hashem, Mevorech Hashanim, it's not over, because you could insert it in the Baruch of Shonei HaTfilah. Mibnei She'yochol Lo'imra B'Shonei HaTfilah. Period. And the third halacha that's not needed for our sugya is the havdalah b'choinin hadoras. If you forget to say atochanantanu, ein machzunos and mishloch loyim alakos, you can make havdalah alakos. So what's what we learn over here? We learn over here klar that there is such a thing, there is such a concept of adding the same talu matar into shoneya tefillah. So since there is such a concept of adding the same talamot into Shemei Tefillah, so what is so terrible of adding the same talamot into Havineinu at the end of Havineinu, right before you conclude? And you can't give me the answer that you're going to get confused, lost in Litrude, because we learned that you only get confused in the middle, but in the beginning, at the end, you don't get confused. So the Gemara says, Toha Shaini, no. Don't bring me a raya from the case of a person saying the same talamotar during the entire year, because there the only time we allow you to add the same talamotar in Shemei Tefillah is only when you make a mistake. We never allowed you lechatchila to put the same talamotar in Shemei Tefillah. It does not belong there. It's not a lechatchila. Here you're requesting that lechatchila you should be allowed to say the same talamotar in the end of. Now we cannot allow you to do. The only proper place to put the same talamotar would be in the part v'dashneinu b'nois tuvecha, and that's in the middle. And if in the middle is not a good idea, because you're going to get confused. Okay, gufa amar b'tach. Now we mentioned a passage from halacha. Gufa amar amar b'tach. Amar rav asi tov lo hiski gerus kashanim. A person makes a mistake and does not say gerus kashanim b'tchias hanesim. Does not say the same. Does not say ma'ashu b'chum nageshim b'tchias hanesim. Machzidin oisov. So we tell him to return to repeat the shemon eshay. If a person does not say she'ela the same talamotah b'berachas hashanim, ein machzidin oisov. Mivnei shiyoch loyma b'shmetim, because you have an option of saying it in shemay atfila. Period. The havdalah. Where do you recite havdalah? B'chonin hadoas. If you forget to say it, in machzirin oisai b'nei shechlemu alakoyis. Period. Meisvei toho. If you make a mistake, well, he's going to be worse kashanim. Because I may say machzirin oisai. Okay, that's the same. If you don't say this, if you don't say mashiv haruach moira geshem, you have to repeat the shemon esrei. Good. But here's the kasha. It says in this brisa, if you forget to say she'ela b'beruchas hashanim, if you forget machzirin oisai, you have to repeat the shemon esrei. Oh, so here there's no choice. If you say baruch atah Hashem mevorech hashanim, there is no mention here whatsoever of the option of saying it during shemay atzvila. For havdalah b'chon nados, havdalah is a third halacha which is not relevant to our sugya. You say b'chon nados, ein machzinos and mishioch loy malakos. But we have a student when it comes to the same talamotu levracha. The first brisa says you have a solution. You can say it in shemay atzvila. And the second brisa says there is no solution. You stuck. You lost. Loy kasha habiyachet habetzivos. And that is the Gemara's halin. Don't worry. The Gemara is going to reject this. But the Gemara halin says, The difference is, if you're davening, if you still a shmona esrei, you forgot to say habi yachid. If you still a shmona esrei, if you forgot to say the same talamotar, don't repeat it, because you'll be able to be yoytzei the same talamotar with chazora sashatz. Habit tzibur, well, that's with tzibur, but if you're yach, let's say you're davening shmona esrei at home, privately, and you forgot to say the same talamot al levracha, there's not going to be a chazor sashas at home, so what are you going to do? You're stuck. You have no choice but to repeat the shmona esrei. This is the second price that says you have to repeat the shmona esrei, is going to be yachit. The first price that says you don't repeat the shmona esrei is going with tzibur. My time on mishumai with tzibur, you don't say the game mishum l'shom, but mishkiach tzibur. The Gemara says a very nice answer. It's not what it says. It says the first price, so the reason why you don't repeat it, the reason why you don't repeat it is because you have an option of saying it by shmeya tefillah. According to your answer, the Gemara should say the reason why you don't repeat is because yad chazaz hashat zihachi ha'm ebnei sheyachol oimer b'shmei atfila ebnei sheshmei sheshmei mishlech tzibur miboyle. So the Gemara says you're right. Eliidi v'idi biyachit. New answer. V'loy kasha ha de itkar koydim b'shmei atfila ha de itkar basar b'shmei atfila. The Brice that says that you don't repeat the shmonei esrei is going to you remember before shmei atfila. Oh, so I have a solution. Even though I said mevorei hashanim, I have hope. I can say it before I say Shema Tefillah. But this that it says the Brisa, you have to repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei, that's when you remembered after you said Baruch Atah Hashem Shemoneh Tefillah. You're in the middle of Ritzeh, you're in the middle of Sim Shalom. Now you have no choice but to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. And that hak is the halacha. Halacha l'mayis, if you had to say the same talamut l'vracha, so if you did not yet say Shemoneh Tefillah, halacha l'mayis, you can sit within Shemoneh Tefillah. If you already said Shemoneh Tefillah, you have no choice but to repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei. Next Gemara. Omar Rav Tanchum, Omar Rav Asi, Omar Mishum and Levi, Tov L'Yizkes, Shol Shol Shchodesh, Ba'avoida. Let's say you've got to say Ya'alavi Yavoi in the Baruch Avot Tzei. What's the halacha? Choyzele Avoida, no problem. Wherever you're up to in Shemoneh Esrei, just go back to... You go back to Ritzei. Niskar b'chayda, no problem. Chayz l'avoida. In the middle of Moedim, go back. B'sim shalom chayz l'avoida. But if you're seeing, let's say you finished davening, you're totally finished. Chayz l'loish, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. If you finished davening, and you remember that you forgot to say Yalla v'yavo, chayz l'loish. By the way, it only applies when? By day. If you have to say Yalav Yalav at night, you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Halacha l'maisa, it doesn't make a difference the first night or the second night. Someone be machna and say only the first night, because the first night anyway is not Rosh Chodesh. The second night, no, it doesn't make a difference. Halacha l'maisa, you're not mekadesh the Chodesh b'layla. The meila, you never, halacha l'maisa, we pass, you never repeat Shemoneh Esrei at night if you've got to say Yalav Yavo only for Rosh Chodesh. If you got to say Yalav Yavo for Yontif, if Chalamoyed, you must repeat Shemoneh Esrei even for Ma'ariv. I'm not Papa. If you finish it, Chayzel Roish Umroish. Now you have two conditions. You took your three steps back. Avobot Loy Oka Raklov. You did not take three steps back. Chayzel Avoida. It's not over. Even though you said Baruch Atah Hashem, Mavorich Hasamo Yisrael Bashalom, you did not take three steps back, it's okay. You can still go back to Ritzei. Amalei Menolacha, how do you know this? Who Menolacha? Amalei Me Abba Mori Shmili. The Abba Mori heard this from Rav. So according to the first Lashon of the Gemara, you have to have, it's all, even if you finish davening, you need what's called Akiras Raglav. If you didn't do Akiras Raglav, you're safe. Next, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. No, I have a new lashon, a new gears, a new opinion. Hoda Moron, this attack we pass for Machmer. So Chumrah. Hoda Moron, Okar Raglav. This that we said Okar Raglav Choyzel Roish Loya Moron Ela Sheinu Rogel Lemar Tachanunim. You don't say other tefillos like Elokai Netzar Achar Tefilosoi Avol Rogel Lemar Tachanunim Achar Tefilosoi Choyzel Avoida. Even if you're Okar Raglav, it's not over until you finish saying your Tachanunim. We say l'kai netzar. So as long as you did not yet say you didn't say that pasuk, and even if you finish and you're still in the middle of l'kai netzar, so you're still in the middle of tachanunim, you can go back to ritzay. The only time you can't go back to ritzay is if you already said you l'rotsanim refi, or you were oikir agav. You didn't say l'kai netzar. Maybe some you're in a rush for whatever reason. You're not saying l'kai netzar, and you oikir agav, then you're in trouble. Then it's too late. But if you're not yet oikir agav and you're still saying l'kai netzar, and you did not yet say yihyu l'rotsin, then you can be chozer to ritzay. Period. Ika d'amri. Another condition, you have to be accustomed to saying tachanunim. Let's say you say going back to previous gears. Another condition. There are many conditions. Let's say you said hamivarech es ano yisrael ba shalom, and you're not rogil to say tachanunim. You never say lokai netzar. You never say psukim. Then even if you were not oiker raglov, you are not. It's too late to say. You would say you'll. It's really too late. It's considered the gemara of yitzvah. In other words, you have to have a lot of conditions. You have to be rogiloimar tachanunim, and you have to not have been okar raglov, and you rogiloimar tachanunim, and you're not okar raglov. So basically, halachal ma'aseh for us says Nepeskin is as long as you, even though you said hamvorich asamo yisrael ba'shalom, b'derechlal we are ruggled to say tachanunim, to say l'kai netzar, and l'kai netzar is not over until you say yihyu l'ratzon. Yihyu l'ratzon is a siluk of tefillah, end of tefillah. You make a statement, you're finished. Until you say that, you can go back to it. Say if you realize that you forgot to say the yalav yalav. Next, Rabbi Eliezer nusu yalazoyim mahoyzit also keva. First makes tefillah keva. Ein le tachan Hashem does not find in chayin in this tefillah. My, what does it mean in kev? So we have now a whole list of interpretations. It's a burden. Keva. I gotta get it over with. If it's a burden, period. It's not said with emotion, with feeling, with fervor. I'm sorry, I didn't say correctly. First shot is, it's a burden. Okay, so what is the meaning of a burden? How do you show that it's a burden? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Kimasoi behind the loshon keva, choy kavu huhu olay l'spal v'tzarech ani lot say stechivasi." It's a burden. You show that it's a burden. That's called keva. Period. Now we go to the second opinion. Rabbanan, we call me sheino oimra b'loshon tachanunim. You don't say it with any feeling. That is called keva, and that is called keva. Keva means if you don't add any new chiddush, an insight, or to say new expressions. And Rabbi Zer does not like this answer, because Rabbi Zer says that means that you have, what does it mean to be mechadish? Now we think halacha l'maaseh, we fataych mechadish b'davar to mean a new insight, a new chiddush in the parish amilas. But that's not what it means in the Gemara. The Gemara l'chadish b'davar means you actually articulate. Tanu Chazal, they added into each bracha their own supplication. They added their own nusach. So they composed on the spot. They composed their own private nusachos. So l'chadish b'davar means you have to be able to compose in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei some new eloquent new bakasha within your tefillah, which has meaning. So that's what it means. Keva. If keva means I just read words, I just read the standard nusach that's been composed by the Anshei Knesset, that's called keva. You don't want to do that. In addition to what the Chazal were misaking, you also have to add in your own few words. Rabbi Zera says, no, I disagree. I thoroughly disagree, because if we're going to tell a person to compose his own nusach in the middle, he'll get so confused, he won't know where to go back to. And then with no siddurim, everything was baal peh, and you're going to start adding in new compositions in the middle of your tefillah, you're not going to remember where you left chopped off, and in the mail you will be left with nothing. I'm afraid maybe mitzaridna, I'll get confused. Next, you know what it means, keva? Keva means if you daven every day at the same time. I daven shachris b'diyuk at 7 o'clock. I daven mincha b'diyuk every day at 1:45. I daven ma'ariv every night at 9 o'clock. That's called keva. And that is a sin. You have to daven b'dvu mechana, meaning every day it's a different time. V'sikin. Mincha means when the sun is red, both for shachris and for mincha. When the sun rises and when the sun sets. So every single day you have to change the zman tefillah to adjust to the sun rising, the sunset. It's that will automatically put you in a different frame of mind for tefillah, and it's not called keva. Kol she'ein mispalel b'dim mecham ba'adam ha'mecham d'im b'chiv ba'bar abba ma'biyachtan mitzvah l'espalel im d'im d'im mecham, the redness of the sun, sun rises, shachris, and when the sun sets, mincha. V'yam ha'vizera, micro, what's the makar? Yiru'ucha im shemesh. I will fear you with the sun, v'lefnei yoreach, and before the moon, dor dorim, for all generations. I mean, so shemesh is shachris, and lefnei yorech, before the moon comes out, is mincha. Mincha has to be before the sun sets. But the Gemara says this is not a good idea. Light alev rav rav eretz ole cursed aman dematzla im dedu mechama by taima dilma maybe mitrefo le shaita, because if you're going to time it to b'diyuk to the last moment every year, daven b'diyuk when the sun sets, maybe you'll be late for davening, and if you be late for davening, you're going to end up missing the zman of mincha. So it's not a good idea to be medaktik to daven the very, very last moment. You should give yourself a little bit of leeway, daven a little bit earlier, so you will, just in case of an emergency, you will not lose out on mincha. Rabbi Yisroel Machlek said, "All different perushim. What means avei keva? All different perushim. Rabbi Yisroel and Rabbi Yisroel Mahalach b'makom sakon v'sval tefillah kitzar. Daven a short tefillah. Bechol. What's the short tefillah? The Omer bechol parashah seibar yivu tzarchem lefanecha. My. What do these two words mean? My parashah seibar. So we have two perushim. Amar avchista. Amar arukva. Afilu b'shal sh'ata v'smal elin ever. Even at a time when you're full of anger. Ki isha ubara, like a woman who's pregnant. So that's what it means." Parashas or Ibor means at a time, Ibor means the separation of a woman of the fetus. Just like a woman who's pregnant, she is full. Her body has expanded. She is larger than ordinary. So too, when Hashem is full of anger, Hashem gets angry, Hashem expands. Kaviyachol in his anger. In his name, let's see what his Rashi. Rashi says, "I feel the Rashi, the Ramaskal. I feel the Shoshim, the Rashi. I feel the Shoshat, the Mesfalel. Ever Akishu Bara. V'yachi Mashma. B'chol in Yone Perishas Soibur. Kegoin Ever Ben Ever." Okay, I'm not exactly sure. Give me here a second. Let me put this over here. A more precise interpretation. B'chol here it says B'chol. B'shosh atu mismali lem evra kas ki ishu bar ki isha horo hamaleya biubra, that is full with her fetus. So Hashem is has expanded. He is filled up with anger directed against us because of our sins. Even at that moment in time, Hashem Baruch Hu should still have rachamim upon us. You call tzarchem lefonecha. Igal d'Am Yisrael Mitzrayim Rav Achista Amar Ukva Afilu B'shosh Sheheim Oivrim Al Divrei Torah. So here it means parashas you tzarchem lefonecha. So here it means when they transgress. So evra means aveira. When it says here, parashas ho'ibur, ibur means sin. When then parashas means when they separate themselves to sin, to do averos, even then Hashem, you should have racham upon your nation, Klal Yisrael. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Hamahalech l'machem z'gudli chayeh, where there are a lot of wild animals who listen to robbers. Mispal tefillah katzara, v'ezehi tefillah katzara, what's katzara, what is katzara? Rabbi Leizah Omer, asei ritzoimcha, it's one bracha. Aser Ritzoncha b'Hashemayim Mimal, Hashem in heaven where you have tzaddik and do whatever you want. V'Seinachas Ruach L'Yirecha Mitochas. And below here on this earth, do nachas, give satisfaction to those who fear you on the world below. De'atoy be'inecha, say, do what's good in your eyes. Baruch ato Hashem, shomea tefila. And Yeshua B'Mishua says, shomea shavas, you listen to the cry, amcha Yisrael, da'asei mehir ba'ko shosam, and you do quickly, swiftly their request. Baruch ato Hashem, shomea tefila. Rabbi Lo'ozab, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, shema, listen to tzakas, the cry, amcha Yisrael, da'asei mehir ba'ko shosam, baruch ato Hashem, shomea tefila. Before, you have a lot of needs. V'datam kitzara, and we have a very short attention span. We're not able to articulate, to express to you, Hashem, all of our needs. You know what they are, Hashem. His needs, every body, day machser, what it's lacking. Baruch ato Hashem, shemeya tefila. Amar Rav Huna, halacha kachem, this is the best bracha, a time of tzara. A person should say the last bracha, like what we said, Sarcha Yamcha Yisrael Merubim, Vedatam Gitzara, Hidatam Bavna Hashem Lachin Shetidin Lachulach Vyachad Pachdei Parnasasai, Unchol Gviu Gviu Deim Achsara, what they're missing, that alludes to a Shidduch. Everybody, human being, what they're missing a zivuk. Interesting. Only tefila kitzara is what Yamamish mentioned explicitly. Kamat shiduchim. And the regular Shemona Esrei, it doesn't say anything about shiduchim. Only Ramazan here and there. Here, this is a much more open expression of shiduchim. Only in the tefila kitzara, when a person is b'shas sakana. Baruch Atah Hashem Shnei Tefila. Amar Huna Halacha Kacharim. Achuad Rabbi Salach is the brother of Rav Salach Hasida. Loi tirtach, v'loi techte. Tirtach means kas. Don't get angry. When you get angry, it leads to sin. Kas leads directly to sin. V'loi tarve, don't get become intoxicated. Don't get drunk. Don't drink too much. V'loi tachte, because if you drink too much, it is inevitable you're going to sin. Sha'atu yotze l'derech, when you go out to the derech, himolech b'koincha v'tzei. First take advice from your Creator. My, and then go. What does that mean? What do you mean take advice? Himolech, consult with your Creator and go. My, what does this mean? Himolech, consult b'koincha with your Creator v'tzei. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, zo tfilas haderech. When you go travel, when this is an expression, when you're saying Tfilas HaDerech, you have to remember what you're doing is, you're taking counsel with your Creator. You bring me in peace, and may my steps be in peace. May you support me in peace. Any one that's on the band that's lying in wait in the road, the Tishach Baruch B'mas Yodai, the Sitnin L'chim L'chis Rachman B'Nechah Baruch Nekho Ra'ai Baruch Atah Hashem Shmetila Amna Bayo L'Olam. Don't say Loshin Yachad L'shtat if Inish Navshay Bahade Tziburo, you should say B'Loshin Rabin. Always bring, put yourself on the Tzibur Yachay Ha'ichi Neymo Tzibur 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 Tzibur